side. I got Goblin to keep an eyeball on those two while I broke away to look in on Raven. Everyone else had given him a look-see already. She was there, leaning against a wall, gnawing a fingernail, not looking anything like the great bitch who had tormented the world for lo so many years. Like I said before, I hate it when they go human, and she was human and then some. Flat-assed, scared. "How is he?" I asked, and when I saw her mood, "What's the matter?"
"He's unchanged. They've taken good care of him. Nothing is the matter that a few miracles won't cure."
I dared raise a questioning eyebrow.
"All the exits are closed, Croker. I'm headed down a tunnel. My choices grow ever more narrow, and each is worse than the other."
I settled on the chair Case used while watching over Raven, began playing doctor. Needlessly, but I liked to see for myself. Half distracted, I said, "I expect it's lonely, being queen of the world." Slight gasp.
"You grow too bold."
"Didn't I?" "I'm sorry, thinking out loud. An unhealthy habit known to be the cause of bruises and major hemorrhaging." "He does look sound. Do you think Limper or Whisper will help?"
"No, but every angle has to be tried."
"What about Bowman's?"
"Bowman's?"
I looked at her. She seemed honestly puzzled. "The wizard who sprung you."
"Oh, what about him? What could a dead man contribute? I disposed of my necromancer. You know something I don't."
"Not bloody likely. She had me under the eye. Nevertheless, I debated for half a minute, not wanting to give up what might be a whisker of advantage. Then, I had it from Goblin and One Eye that he's perfectly healthy, that he's caught in the Barrowland, like Raven, only body and all."
"How could that be?"
Was it possible she had overlooked this while interrogating me? I guess if you do not ask the right questions, you will not get the right answers. I reflected on all we had done together. I had sketched Raven's reports for her, but she had not read those letters. In fact, the originals from which Raven drew his story were in my quarters. Goblin and One Eye lugged them all the way to the plane, only to see them hauled right back. Nobody had plumbed them because they repeated a story already told. "Sit," I said, rising. "Back in two shakes." Goblin fish-eyed me when I breezed in. "Be a few minutes more. Something came up." I scrounged up the case in which Raven's documents had traveled. Only the original Bowman's manuscript resided there now. I fluttered back out, ignored by the Taken. "Nice feeling, I'll tell you, being beneath their notice. Too bad it was just because they were fighting for their existence, like the rest of us." "Here, this is the original manuscript." I went over it once, lightly, to check Raven's translation. It looked good to me, though he did dramatize and invent dialogue, but the facts and characterizations are pure Bowman's. She read with incredible swiftness.
"Get Raven's version."
Out and back, under Goblin's scowl and growl at my departing back.
"How long is a few minutes these days, Croker?"
She went through those swiftly, too, and looked thoughtful when she finished. "Well," I asked,
"there may be something here. Actually,